This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I hope you're enjoying the breakfast. If anybody wants to sponsor today's breakfast, it's available. We say every morning, Avinu Avarachaman, Hamarachim Rachim Aleinu, V'seim Libeinu Lahavin Ulahaskel, L'shmaya, Lomoid Ulalamed, Lishmar V'lasayt, Ulakayim, as kol divrei, not Torah Secha, Ulakayim as kol divrei, Salmo Torah Secha. Okay, just to remind everyone, no phones in the base medrash. Even if they're in your pocket, they have to be off. So, Ulakayim as kol divrei, Salmo Torah Secha. This is very important. We ask Hashem, please help us understand, not Torah Secha. Do you understand the importance of these words? As L'kayim is called divrei Talmud Torah Secha. Why do we say Hashem, help me understand Talmud Torah Secha? Say, help me understand Torah Secha. Why Talmud Torah Secha? So, Reb Schwab says, we didn't get a chance to do this on Shabbos, it's for next week. But this is a very important nekuda. And that is, one of the dangers in our generation is observing the Torah like an Ama Aretz Gomor. And you cannot observe the Torah like an Ama Aretz. You have to observe the Torah as an educated Jew. L'kayim is called the Salmo Torah Secha. You know, people are saying, you know, it's a very tough time. We need chizuk. We need inspiration. Pal, you don't need chizuk. The soldiers on the front line, they need chizuk. They need inspiration. You know what you need? Education, not inspiration. There's too much inspiration. There's too much chizuk. You need to learn. You need to be educated. You need to observe the Torah in an educated way, not in an unlearned way. So I'll give you an extreme example. Many years ago, I'm not going to say exact details, where a place where I was a Rav, so there was a certain person would come every year from Mechiras Chametz. And, you know, God bless them. So as part of Mechiras Chametz, you make a kinyan. You have a pen? Okay. So I remember, okay, I would tell the person, you lift up the pen and you appoint me to sell the chametz. So this person would take deep breaths as if they're about to shake a lulav. And they would go like they were fulfilling this very spiritual activity of mechiras chametz. Well, what's going on? You know, this is a legal transaction that's taking place. You're picking up the pen, and by acquiring the pen, agav acquiring the pen, you're giving me the legal right to have authority over your possessions. This is not a religious activity. This is not putting on tefillin. It's not shaking a lulav. It's a legal transaction. Would you, if let's say you were executing a mortgage, would you take a deep breath? But the problem was, to many Jews, Judaism has become a superstition. And it's not Torah. You need to observe the Torah in an educated way. Okay, that's my intro for today. We're continuing the subject of saying Tehillim. Most people, including, I didn't know this, I have to admit, say Tehillim, okay, let me open up the book of Tehillim, and now I'm going to say the Kapitlach of today, and they're magically going to bring, yes, by the way, I'm not downplaying that. There's an inyan of that. There is an aspect of that. But that's not necessarily, or we're going to see, that might not be at all the Ikar of Tehillim. Okay, last week we spoke out of Hakira. How are you supposed to say Tehillim? Are you supposed to imagine? Shalom Alois. And you're thinking, here I am, I'm in a bleak situation, I lift up my eyes to the heavens, to the mountains, Me'ayin Yavai Ezri, where's my help going to come from? I would assume 999 out of 1,000 people say Tehillim that way. Mimamakim, and you think about yourself in the straits, Kirasicha Hashem. So pal, what do you say when you get up to the Pasuk? Hashem, Shamra Nafshi Ki Chasidani. God, guard my soul because I'm very righteous. Is that what you think? Is that what you're supposed to think? So, comes, now, we spoke out of Chakira. are you allowed to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? According to the Tzad, that you're basically just viewing yourself as if you're the character in the Tehillim and you're just saying Tachanunim, you should be allowed to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. But we Paskin, you're not.
You should be
Taira, you're not allowed to learn. But we Paskin, you're not allowed to say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. So it seems like there's another thing going on over here. So let me just speak out. In the Shal Sechuvas Chavos Yair, Simon Kofayin Hey, he says, you're allowed to say Tehillim Derech Tfila V'Tachanunim. He says, Achar Shenoagu B'Roiv Tfutzas Yisrael Loimar Tehillim B'Tzibar B'Choyoyim V'Adai Shaloi L'Shem Toira Noagu Kach. It's certainly not for the sake of Torah. Rak La'oirer Rachamim. Only to arouse mercy. U'Lahagbir Chazdei David Hane'amonim. And to cause to prevail the kindness of David. U'Lahavir Gilulim. U'Lahashbis Oyev. To put to bay any enemy. Ke'ein zmirois, like you're cutting down. In other words, you're allowed to say Tehillim as supplication and to increase mercy in the world. And it's like a sword, iron sword. It's like you're walking around chopping off the enemies. You're allowed to do that. However, like we pointed out last week, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush nifla where he disagrees. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Adam, I'm going to read to you his words this week. Adam hakori tehillim, lo yechavein perosh hapashat shel hamilim kederech shemechamesh hatfilos. You should not have in mind the meaning of the words when you say, he gives example, Esa einai el ha'arim, you may not think it's referring to you. Mishum she'ikr ma'alasa shalamiras tehillim. The main power of tehillim, he says, besides the school of it, is Talmud Torah. Kiloimar shekoyre viloimed tehillim. You're learning tehillim. You're not saying tehillim. So you have a guy, he comes to the shul, and he's rattling off tehillim for an hour. He could have actually, he could have been shooting like a Scud missile. Instead, he's shooting a water gun. Yeah, that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman is saying. Again, I'm not minimizing the school of Tehillim, but relative to Talmud Torah, it's a water gun. It's a Scud missile, but he could have been sending an atomic bomb.
So if I'm learning it, why can't I learn more Be'im?
You should.
Than just saying Talmud.
Let's see, he says. We spoke this out last week. Kolaymer shekoyre b'loim perget Tehillim, shehim michtevei ha-koydesh, u'mesoyre al yedei zeh. And by saying it, you are aroused lachshoyk ledveikas Hashem to desire clinging to Hashem like David. V'zchuzu tamoid loy oy lechoyla shemavag zavuray. And this chus will stand for you. U'mehay taima bachru loymer tehillim l'zchuz hachoyla yoyse milima dvar machirim. So you say, well, I should learn Baba Basra. The guy's sick, so I'll learn to go on v'oyalais. No, because by learning tehillim, you'll engender a cheshek for dveikus, and that you don't get by learning by Eilam Mitzvah Shalev Eilachayv L'Hachras. Mimnei Shazel Limad Shigama Oiras Leiv Adam L'Dveikus Hashem. V'kivan Shekein, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, do you need to understand the meaning of the words? Pashut, you have to. Pshita Shatzarech Lavin Per Shamilosh Shemaitzi Yepiv Ulechavein. Shekein Amar David. V'gan Anu Chafitz Mishtag L'Zchus Dargazu. And if you don't understand the meaning of the words, it could be it's an iser chamor of being loyche shal hamaka. Here, if somebody's sick, let me take out the tehillim and say these magical words, incantation. Says Shlomo Zalman, Adaraba, im yoimer beloy kavana yesh lachush ledas harambam. The havelei keloyche psukim al hamaka shu avoin chamor rachmano letzlan. So you should really try to understand what you're saying. Now, we happen to have pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Nun, "Mi she'enoy meivin," someone who doesn't understand learning, "tsarach lo maidu lahavin shem loy kein eno nechshav lalimud." Dafka by tefillah, if you don't understand it, God knows what you're talking about. But if you learn a Mishnah or a Braisa, it's not called limud. The thing is, we paskin by Torah Shebichsav, you don't have to understand the meaning of the words. So it's hard to understand what Rosh Hashanah Zalman means, because even if you're saying Tehillim B'derech Tama Torah, Torah Shebichsav does not require Havana, although it's much better. Now, the Shla HaKadosh says, Ashrei ha'ish asher omer tehillim b'shira uv'zimra uv'simcha uv'kavanas halev loy k'moy b'dar hazeh asher omerim b'merutza uv'mehirus uv'li kavana v'havana v'shoigim gam kein b'kriya. They also don't read the words correctly. You have a siddur? Ashrei yoshrei v'isecha. There's no such word as Ashrei. There's no word in Hebrew, Ashrei. It's Ashrei. Yoshvei Vesecha. There's no word Yoshvei. It's Yoshvei. And then they say Vesecha. There's also no word Vesecha, because that word is Vesecha. So every word, you have to say the words correctly. How do you know? Because you have a siddur. If it doesn't say how to pronounce the word, the emphasis is always on the last syllable. Unless it gives you a little line, and then it's a millel. Oid, Yahalelucha. No, it's Yahalelucha. It's not Selah, it's Selah. It's not Ashrei, it's Ashrei. It's not Shekacha, it's Shekacha. Anyway, the Shlach says you got to say the words right. Uchemat ein zabirech elamana'etz. If you don't say it right, you're not even blessing Hashem, you're provoking Him. Therefore, better less properly than more improperly. It happens to be, what's very interesting, is in Halicha Shloimai, he brings down that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the exact same thing. Ready for this? He says, Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, the Baal Tanya writes, it's published in Ma'amari, in his Ma'amarim, David HaMelech was Mavakesh, that someone who says Tehillim, you should get Tzchar as if you're learning Negon V'Oyalois. Why dafka negan va'ayalais? You ready for this? Because when you're learning negan va'ayalais, is it noigea lemaisa? Nobody has saras today. There's no tumah v'tahara. So too, tehillim is not noigea lemaisa. Why? But I'm saying mimamakim. No, you're not. You're saying that David said mimamakim. So the same way negan va'ayalais is not relevant, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Tehillim is not relevant. He goes, oh, I love Tehillim. It's so meaningful to me. I feel so connected. I mean, you shouldn't be feeling so connected. You should be saying, this is what David said. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the reason why David was mispalel, that saying Tehillim should be like Negan V'Oyalois, is the Haloi Tevoi Shebesever Tehillim, Loi Kol Adam Yachal La'amram Kamoi David. What if you say, it's so beloved to my lips that I praise you, Hashem. You're an outright liar. You can't say those words. Oh, Hashem, your praise is so sweet. Really? You're not so into it. You don't really mean that. So you can't, you should not think that Hashem, your praise is so sweet. Halo sheker b'yamino, says the Baal HaTanya. Ma havti tayrasecha. Really? Kol hayoyim yisichasi, really? You're following the NFL for 7 hours on Sunday. How could you say, Kol hayoyim yisichasi? Kol hayoyim yisichasi. No, you can't. You know how to say it? You know how to think that. You have to say, David loved the Torah so much, Kol hayoyim yisichasi. You're supposed to say, El afal piken yomer ki'ilu mesam shikachamer David. You have no shaychus to Tehillim. David was mispalel that just like when you learn Negam and Oilos, that the halachas are not shaykh only to Kaihanim, but you get schar, so too Tehillim, even though you have no shaychus to it, you should get schar. What? You should say it in Hebrew and think the translation. It's more powerful. Lemaisa, the words have power. the words that David said have power. But here's my question. Now, I'm saying it, you know, with so much conviction. I didn't know this last week. Here's my question now. What about when you say Pesukah de Zimra? Are you supposed to think, Aroi Mimcha Laikai HaMelech Va'avorcha Shumcha Li'ayin Lava'at? I elevate you, my God the King, and I bless your name forever? Or are you supposed to think, David said to you, Hashem, I will elevate you and I will bless you? Are you allowed to think it by Pesukah de Zimra? What?
I would say that's why Asher Gavinus had to pick those psukim for us to say that we're utilizing those psukim.
But what are you supposed to think? That I'm saying it, or that I'm saying the words, thinking these are the words that David used?
I think you have to think that David used.
Can I have a siddur? I'm inclined to agree. But that's a chiddush. Here, listen to the words. Baruch atah Hashem l'kinu machalim. Hakel ha'av harachaman. Ha'mehulo b'fe amoy. Meshubach u'mefayar b'lshoin chasidah v'avadav u'v'shirei David avdecha. We're saying, Hashem, you're praised with the songs of David. So, does that mean that when we're saying the songs of David, we're supposed to be thinking, Hashem, these are the songs of David. This is what David said. Or at the end, we say, Haboicher b'shirei zimra. You know that Adam HaRishon, when he gave David 70 years, he also gave him, the Medrash says, Malchus and Shira. And the Magen Avraham wrote a Perush on the Medrash called Zayis Ra'anan. He says, he had to give it to him because people, you don't have the right to say Shira. Could I write a poem, you know? Hashem, your majesty is so inspiring to me. Instead of Pesukah de Zimra? No, it's Asur. You know, I'll do that. God didn't choose it. God chose David, so we piggyback on David. So I think we have to ask a shayla. How are you supposed to say Pesukah de Zimra, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman? Okay, there. Like, you're not saying anything that you're doing. You're saying, Hashem, you open up your hand and you satisfy the desire of every loving thing. So you're supposed to say that I'm making that declaration, or I'm supposed to be thinking I'm endorsing the declaration of David. Okay.
What about the makalos? We say alcohol
We say alcohol means over and above and beyond all the shiras that David said, you deserve to be praised, right? I'll call the very shiras to sish b'chayis.
Saying hodos l'halel shabayach is not referring to
what we're doing?
That we're using David's tishbachos to praise Hashem.
It's the obligation to praise you above and beyond the shiras of David. The Malbim writes in his Hakdama to Tehillim, listen to this. There's a very interesting thing. You know, if you learn Shmuel, you'll see Prakim and Shmuel that are almost identical to Prakim and Tehillim with very minor changes. So what did David write first? So the Malbim says, when David became old, he collected all of his praises in a Sefer Miyuchad that they should be designated Litzoyrech Hanhagas Hamesboideid, that it should be available to anybody who goes into seclusion. Kol Adam Yechezabai, anyone could look at it. Kol Tfila V'chol Tchina, any prayer, any supplication. Kol Haida, any gratitude. V'chol Tila, Al Kol Davre, Al Kol Inyan. Tzuka, whether it's a time of distress, Aitshua, or salvation. Tzarai Ravacha, pain or respite. Ashayi Eliyach L'Rabim. Basically, David HaMelech foresaw that any predicament a person finds himself in, they can open up Tehillim and say the requisite chapter. But I don't think that gives us indication of how you should say the requisite chapter. Should you say it as, okay, David prepared this so I could say it as if this is me? Or am I supposed to be thinking, these are the words that David said? In the Sefer Shafi Yosef, he brings that it's brought in the name of Reb Chaim Knievsky that Tehillim was enacted that everyone could say it on themselves. I don't know who brings it. Why didn't Reb Chaim write this? But that's how it's quoted. So the question is, what about what Rav Shlomo Zalman says? In the Sefer of Rav Tahan, he brings, regarding Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak, he says Rav Sternbach disagrees. He says, Shakavanas kriyasa teke tefila betchinois veloy shabeschus kriyasam yana. He says in Chus v'hanhagas, Nagu koysol lamatim avrachoyla, avala rama mefurish shamuta rak lahogin olav, loy lizbol tzorz nezakim avaloy lehisrapois, shein misrapim debe toira, v'chein pasak lehedya. I our amiras tehillim, haynu shon mispalim ketchinos veloy bizchus kriyasam shazeh asar. So, Rav Sternbach understands how we allowed to say tehillim. We're not saying psukim that in their zuchus it should be permitted to that in their zuchus Hashem should answer us. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said explicitly that is what we're doing. He says if you don't think you're learning Torah, then adaraba, then it's you're violating Lo Yichesh Al Hamaka. So basically, it seems like there's definitely a machlekes. So Shlomo Zalman says the way Tehillim works is you're mechavin to learn Torah. In the zchus of your learning Torah, it should be zchus for the chayla. Either Rambam says it's aser lilchosh on a chayla. That's if you're just like saying the words superstitiously. But if you're learning it as Torah, that's mutter. Rav Sternbuch says, no, if you're learning it as Torah, it's not okay. The reason you're allowed to say Tehillim is as tchinos besachanunim. So this past Shabbos, I was walking to shul, and I met a good friend of mine, Reb Jeff, and he told me he heard last Sunday shir, and he asked Reb David Feinstein, and Reb David said, Avada, you have to say Tehillim like Limud HaTorah. And that's why we're makbid. When you say Tehillim, you say a Yehiratzain after. Because the Tehillim itself is not a tefillah. It's in the zuchus of the Limud HaTorah of Tehillim, Yehiratzain Hashem should answer you. So again, if Reb David said that, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said that, you know, that's heavyweight psak. You know, so it seems like... Oh, the songs of Tehillim? Me and Ada sing Torah. Anyway, in Sefer Das Noita, they asked Reb Chaim, "Im yesh lechavin b'kriyas Tehillim ki ilu hu mevakshay, o yachshav shadavad ha-melech, olav ha-shalom o'ymar kein?" And he says, "Yechavin l'shnehem." You should have in mind both. We were medayik from the Chidah last week that there seems to be two dinim in Tehillim. One is saying Tehillim as part of Tanakh, and L'chara that's Liman HaTorah, and then there's Amiras Tehillim as Tefillah. Okay, so we'll try to be mevara the inyan of what a person should think during Psukei Dezimra. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful day. Shkayach. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.